This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Republican Ken Buck says he has been getting swamped with phone calls, including some death threats, over his decision not to support Jim Jordan as the next Speaker of the House. He told NBC News tensions are high both inside the Republican conference and in public.
So far, I've had 4 death threats. I've been evicted from my office in Colorado. I have notice of an eviction because the landlord is mad with my voting record on the speaker issue.
Buck says it's not just holdouts receiving these kinds of calls. He said everyone in the House Republican Conference has been inundated due to a pressure campaign from Jordan supporters. The congressman's office confirmed they received notice of termination for his Windsor office. Buck said he is not changing his position. The forensic pathologist who performed the autopsy on Elijah McClain is on the stand in the trial against the 3rd Aurora police officer charged in the 23-year-old's death. Dr. Stephen Cena amended his autopsy report after reviewing body-worn camera footage of McClain receiving an injection of ketamine.
This level of ketamine shouldn't have killed the average person, but based on the video of him getting it and being almost dead a minute and a half, 2 minutes later, it did.
Cena said McClain also suffered from aspiration during his violent encounter with police. He officially changed the cause of death to, quote, ketamine complications following forcible restraint. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado rose to 209 people this week, the highest level since January. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.